This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Snow can turn the world into a winter wonderland, which is great if you don't have to drive in it. But even though we all know it's coming, it happens every year about this time. So many Cincinnati drivers seem completely unprepared for driving in the snow or icy conditions. Here to share tips on how to survive the drive this winter and give us some information on holiday travel is Jim Haney, Executive Vice President of Public Affairs for AAA Allied Group. You can join the conversation by emailing talk@wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Jim, I think I should point out as we start that you and I are in no way related, are we? It's just our last names. They're spelled differently, but they happen to be pronounced the same way.
That's right, Mark. It's really interesting that it worked out that way. I couldn't believe we exchanged our spellings and our pronunciations that came out exactly the same way.
It's easy for me to remember that way. Jim, I know AAA hasn't come out yet with its specific projection for the holiday travel period, but in general, this is pretty much always a busy time of year for travel, isn't it?
It sure is. We kind of look at Christmas and New Year's together, and it's either, depending on the year, it's anywhere from an 11 to a 13-day holiday travel period. So it is definitely has the highest travel volume of any holiday of the year.
And how does AAA estimate, when you're doing this, these estimates, how do you estimate how many Americans will be traveling on any given holiday?
Well, it's a service that we subscribe to try to determine consistently, you know, from one year to the next, what the travel volume is going to be. And we look at economic factors as well as the surveying of people and what their travel intentions are. So, last year we had a pretty good increase in travel, and with gas prices the way they are, I wouldn't be surprised to see now when we forecast next week turning out another good year for travel increases.
Do you happen to know if more people leave the tri-state area for the holiday or if they're coming here? Is that something you look at?
We look at traveling more than 50 miles round trip from home as a number. People that travel more than 50 miles from home during the holiday. So, and we look at, you know, whether they're traveling by air, whether they're traveling by auto. And typically for this kind of a holiday, we'll see a larger number traveling by auto, probably over 90%. So it'll be a significant auto travel number this year.
Now, what is your advice for people who are getting ready to travel by car this time of year? What kind of preparation should they be making?
Well, I think, you know, planning is the number one thing. You know, mapping out your route in advance and being prepared for busy roads, leaving earlier to avoid heavy traffic, either earlier or later, you know, to avoid heavy traffic, keeping things that, you know, where a lot of people are shopping this time of year, so keeping anything of value in your trunk or your covered storage area is really important. And if you're traveling with children, you know, giving yourself plenty of stops for bathroom breaks and giving them a whistle to be used only if the family gets separated. You want to be sure you have roadside assistance contact information on hand. I know last year, for the winter last year, Mark, we had over 66,000 road service calls in the Cincinnati region, and that was about a 29% increase over the previous year. And we see kind of in the predominance of jump starts, battery issues, tire service, and lockouts, along with towing, are the main things that we see. So definitely ramped up for 24-hour day, 7-day-a-week service, and hundreds and hundreds of trucks ready to go. So we definitely expect to be able to take care of lots and lots of people this time of year. And if people are prepared with their vehicles ahead of time, that really helps.
Yeah, Jim, I know I'm always guilty of this. I get in my car and I turn the key and I just assume it's always going to start. And that's probably not a good idea when you're getting ready to go on a long road trip, is it?
No, that's right. Looking at making sure your battery and charging system has been tested by a trained technician. is really, really important. You know, if you've got a battery that's 3 years old, it's probably a good time to take it, you know, take a look at it. And the other issue I mentioned earlier, you know, your tire tread and your tire pressure, making sure those things have been checked before you head out on trips, really good. Probably the third level would be coolant levels, making sure your coolant in the overflow tank is checked when the engine is cold, and make sure you have at least a 50-50 solution of coolant and water to maintain the necessary antifreeze capability.
Yeah, you know, batteries are probably one of the most neglected items in a car. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, that absolutely.
Catches
it
really a lot of people
is,
off guard, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. For battery service, gosh, we had that's about 26% of all of our calls, and we had an almost 30% increase in those last year. So really important. We've got a mobile battery service, a technician who will come out to your place and test the battery to make sure that it's in good working order. And if not, they can actually replace the battery on the spot. So it's a wonderful, wonderful service.
Jim, AAA keeps track of gas prices. How are those shaping up right now?
You know, we're at about $2.49 a gallon in the Cincinnati area on average right now. Just to give you a perspective, the all-time high is $4.18. That was in May of 2011. But for this year, the high was $3.97 on June the 1st. So we've come down about 37% off of that high in gas prices.
Wow.
And that, of course, creates more disposable income. So that is definitely going to help people as they travel this upcoming holiday. Last time we were this low on gasoline prices in Cincinnati was about February 17th, 2010, and we're probably going to maybe even test some fall of 2009 numbers. 5 years ago, on September 30th, we were at 234. So we're kind of getting down in that area, and we would expect this to continue, this drop in gas prices to continue, and you know, over the next few weeks.
Yeah, I'm really confused because normally I see gas prices going up this time of year. What's contributing to these lower prices?
Well, you know, heavy global supplies right now. We really have, you know, not only you've got heavy, plentiful supplies of domestic crude, crude oil, and then you've got global oil markets struggling to, you know, to find the bottom in crude oil prices. OPEC's decision to sustain their production levels a few days ago, I think Saudi Arabia in particular, which is OPEC's second largest member, they've sustained their recent price cuts and offering barrels of oil. I don't think we've seen in the last 14 years prices this low. So that's a big part of it. Demand is usually lower this time of year. You've got winter blends of fuel, which are less expensive to refine and produce. So those are kind of the main factors that have driven us to this perfect storm of lower gas prices.
And speaking of storms, this time of year always brings along cold, snow, sleet, freezing rain, all the fun things that winter brings. What are some a few tips quickly, because we've got about 40 seconds left here.
Sure.
A few tips on preparing for winter travel in particular.
Well, of course, we're not used to it, so you know, we have to think about these things. I think the two most important things to remember, and when you start dealing with ice and snow and getting out into that, is giving yourself a lot of extra space, you know, between vehicles. And when you're on ice and snow, you want to be accelerating and braking in much more gradual and much more gradual way, and get, again, allowing yourself plenty of space and time to do it. So those are probably the main things that you need to think about as you try to drive, and whether if you get into it, as it changes on you.
Jim, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
It's good to visit with you, Mark.
Jim Haney is Executive Vice President of Public Affairs for AAA Allied Group.